Q4IYZ, mobile.
10-4ZLK, mobile. 4IYZ, N4ZLK.
Got you that time. I went to turn the volume up and I moved the channel indicator. Sorry. How you doing?
Yeah, I hope you are. It's Shane here. Good to hear you. You on your way out or back?
Good to talk to you. It's been a while. On my way home from Greenville-Spartanburg Airport, so didn't have to do the drive this week, which is nice. How you doing?
How to do that. See if I can just start at Greenville-Spartanburg and hop down there instead of driving down. I'm doing well. Headed in right now.
Here, you're doing well, and it's not optimum conditions. I was in weather all day today from Shreveport all the way up to New York and back down to Atlanta. So not a great night. A lot of bumpy ride conditions and low visibility this morning in Shreveport leaving there. But so be careful tonight, and I hope it goes without a hitch on you anyway.
Normally go overnight, make night trips?
Yeah, I'm usually out on a 3-day or 4-day trip, you know, so I'll start, I got the seniority to hold it, during the week, so I'll usually start on a Monday or Tuesday and be back 2 or 3 days later, sometimes 4 days.
Sister does that for JetBlue. She started out as a flight attendant for American when she was 18. And just worked on a pilot's license herself. Spent years just flying anything and everything. She was a DC-3 captain for several years, flying cargo, flew air ambulance, and I guess about 5 or 6 years ago, maybe a little bit longer, JetBlue hired her on, and now she's, it's probably been more than 5 years, because she's 3 or 4 years now as left seat.
Sorry, right there, because, I'll tell you what, it wasn't that way years back. You had to spend many years in the cargo side of things and doing some of the harder stuff. But I have DC-3 time as well, actually flying passengers, though. I was some of the last passengers flying DC-3s. Of course, this is just a mere 35 years ago or more, but heck, it was fun. I remember it well.
Interesting story. American, that's what they used to fly, and they've got I can't remember what they call it, but they've got their plane that they refurbished and they fly around the shows. So when they first got it up and going again, they didn't have anybody that was rated to fly it, and she actually was able to fly it to a couple of places until she was bumped out very quickly by some senior employees who got their ratings back very quickly.
I'm surprised they didn't give her a job at that point. Man, I tell you, that's a great experience, and that's a great story for her. That's something to remember for a long time. That's cool.
She wanted to, but she said there were just too many more senior people who wanted to do that, and people that knew more people there in the company. So, but she had a good time. She flew back during the BP oil spill. She got a call to go down there, and she flew for a while, cleaning up that or spraying all the chemicals and things. Just had a lot of experience in a lot of different planes.
That's good. Good for her. I mean, it's. I have a handful of experience in a few other airplanes as well, but growing up, developing your career, and having those different experiences, that's real good.
I'm proud of her. I mean, it wasn't the easiest way to do it, but she worked hard and finally got where she wants to be. But anyway, I'm glad you. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving. We had a nice time. We celebrated on Saturday. So I went to my mother's. My two daughters came too. And then Saturday, everybody was at my place and had a really nice time.
better than family getting together on the holidays. That's awesome. We laid low. We had a good Thanksgiving, but my brother and my sister-in-law usually come down, but they stayed back this time in New Jersey, and because they had some grandkids coming over and some other relatives, so they hung back this time around. But next year we'll get together again too. But that's great. Is your wife in the health industry? Is that, if I think I think you told me that. I'm not sure.
No, but she's in the industry that if you don't, if it's not there, then your health would go bad. Or I guess you might not survive. No, she works at Cracker Barrel. She serves people food.
Well, if you kind of have to work at a restaurant, that's a good one to work at. I, you know, I'm on the road a lot, and that's a good go-to place, you know. It's always consistently good.
I was down to 2 days a week now, but Thursday, Thanksgiving, they say they want everybody there. Even she probably could get off, but she's been there, I don't know, 10 years now maybe. And she's even got regulars on Thanksgiving Day. She only sees them once a year. They come in with their family for breakfast or something, and they always ask for her. And it's a good day for it. And that gives we've got 3 married children, and they can go to their in-laws on that day, and then we can do it on the weekend. It's not a big deal, you know, have our meal on the weekend. It's a little sad because we always did Thanksgiving in our house. She always was, she stayed at home when the kids were younger. Now, she did do medical transcriptioning for years, so she used to be in the health industry a little bit, but when she was able to work from home, that was, she always did the meal and everybody came over. So I kind of miss all that, having that, but it works out.
It does work out. I mean, there's always a change when the dynamic changes. It's a sad transition. I mean, it was always me going to my parent, all of us going to my parents' house. Of course, that was not that long ago. It was, I guess the last time we did that was probably in the, I guess it was about 10 years ago now. I guess it's longer than I thought. But, and, you know, when they pass on, it's a big dynamic change and shift, and it's hard to get used to. So those are going to occur, unfortunately, but you just do your best to keep it all together. It sounds like you guys are doing a great job at it anyway, shifting it around like that.
But okay, it does take the pressure off the in-laws at holidays, and we always, we decided we weren't going to be those in-laws that demanded that our kids showed up on certain days. We're going to go with the flow, but that does take all the pressure off on Thanksgiving. So, but we always love having the kids come over, and anyway, I got a phone call here. Let me get that. N4, is that okay? Nice to talk to you.
All right, Shane, got it. You be safe and have a good night tonight, and be careful out there. And it was great talking to you. KQ4, IYZ, we'll be clear monitoring.